Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The New Lisbon Police Department has issued an update on the homicide investigation that occurred last week. The department continues to work with other agencies within Wisconsin, as well as the Federal Bureau of Investigation and U.S. Marshal Service. They continue to investigate the whereabouts of Virgil Thu. The last confirmed sighting of Thu was New Year's Day near Orange Road and McEwen Road in Lisbon Township. The last known vehicle Thu was known to have had has been recovered by the local law enforcement. Virgil Thu currently has an arrest warrant issued through Juneau County for 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide and a warrant through Wisconsin probation and parole. Thu is described as a white male, 47 years of age, with brown hair and blue eyes, weighing 160 pounds and 5'11". He also has a 1-inch long scar on his forehead. Virgil Thu should be considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, do not confront or approach him, but contact 911. Governor Tony Evers wants to give Wisconsin voters more power by requiring the legislature to create a statewide binding referendum process. The Democratic governor said he'll propose that when he releases his 2-year state budget. Evers said Republicans in the legislature are ignoring voters on issues such as restoring abortion access, legalizing and taxing marijuana, and others. Those same Republican lawmakers who continue to hold majorities in the Senate and Assembly would need to approve the plan, which Evers will include in his proposed state budget. The Democratic governor, who says he's yet to decide whether he'll seek a third term, will deliver his budget message on February 18th. According to a release from Evers' office, more than 20 states, including Michigan, Illinois, and Ohio, allow voters to change state law by referendum. Under the process outlined by Evers, voters would be able to file petitions with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to hold a vote on proposed state laws or constitutional amendments or to repeal state laws. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she'll give all of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominations a fair shake, but won't compromise if somebody might hurt Wisconsin families, veterans, and businesses. Baldwin says she's worked with Trump's nominee for Transportation Secretary and former 7th District Congressman Sean Duffy before and would be inclined to support him. Baldwin did say she needs to hear from Trump's controversial pick to lead Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and would question him about his positions on vaccines. All of Trump's nominees need to be confirmed by a Senate majority. A lawsuit against several Wisconsin television stations will continue. Eric Hovde, the Republican who ran for Senate against Tammy Baldwin, accuses several television stations of defamation for airing commercials by the Democratic political action group Win Senate PAC. Brown County Judge Donald Zudmulder heard arguments Thursday on a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. He gave no ruling but gave the attorneys more time to submit written arguments. While the suit was filed in northeastern Wisconsin, it named stations all over the state. The suit names the parent companies, Gray Media, Nexstar, Scripps Media, and Sinclair Broadcasting. These include WMTV in Madison, owned by Gray Media. These lawsuits are pretty rare because they're almost never successful. Without judging the facts in the ad, true or false, even false statements in political ads are generally protected under the First Amendment. Zudmulder anticipates issuing a ruling in the coming weeks. A projection from the Wisconsin Department of Administration found that the state's population is expected to decline over the next 25 years. According to the report, Department of Administration officials expect a population loss of about 200,000 people by 2050. Researchers evaluated decreasing fertility rates and an increasing average age of the state population. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering wind turbine restrictions amid the population decline of cave bats. According to DNR officials, the restrictions would involve a wind speed requirement to use the turbines, as cave bats typically don't fly as often in high winds. The wind speed required to use the turbines would be determined by the population density of the cave bats in a particular area. The Department of Natural Resources will be accepting public comments on the restriction plan until January 15th. Vernon County has launched its new official website, now live at vernoncountywi.gov. This transition from the previous domain, vernoncounty.org, reflects the county's commitment to enhancing accessibility, modernizing infrastructure, and security for residents and visitors alike. The move to a .gov domain, designated specifically for government entities, underscores Vernon County's dedication to providing reliable and secure online resources. The new domain offers an easily recognizable and trusted space for constituents to access county services, updates, and information. Visitors to the previous website, vernoncounty.org, will be automatically redirected to the new domain. While the content remains familiar, users are encouraged to update bookmarks and save links to reflect the new address. Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County will be hosting a community program, Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, this evening, starting at 5:30 with a free meal. The program is beneficial to parents and caregivers of children, featuring guest speaker Mary Guggisberg. Guggisberg will tell those in attendance how to identify and build strengths. Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, hosted by Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, will be held at the Richland Center High School West Commons this evening, with dinner beginning at 5:30 and the presentation to follow. If you need something to eat today, Culver's is raising money for Families of Abundant Life Christian School. It's part of the Make Your Meal Matter campaign. Nearly 70 restaurants will be participating, including Richland Center. They'll donate a portion of today's profits to the Abundant Life Recovery Fund, hosted by the United Way. The amount donated can differ by location. If you want to support the effort, just look for the Make Your Meal Matter sign at the Culver's closest to you. If you'd like to see your Christmas tree get new life, a zoo in Baraboo will take it. Oceaner Park Zoo is accepting Christmas trees for their animals. More than 100 people have already done it, and now their Arctic fox, goats, otters, and even snakes are enjoying them. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites clubs and organizations to host free fishing clinics on Winter Free Fishing Weekend, January 18th and 19th. On Free Fishing Weekend, residents and non-residents can fish most waters of the state without a fishing license or a stamp for trout or salmon. Clinic plans should include anglers with limited mobility. Many state properties and community partners have accommodations or equipment to make the outdoors accessible for all. Learn about the available accommodations at state-managed properties on the DNR's Accessible Recreation webpage and other options from partner organizations. Those planning to host a Winter Free Fishing Weekend event are asked to submit registration and material request forms by January 8th. The clinic will be promoted and educational materials will be sent. Anglers ages 15 and under may fish without a license any day of the year. Therefore, organizers are encouraged to also welcome adults new to ice fishing. Clinic hosts are advised to consult the trout regulations when planning clinics and outings. While catch and release trout streams are included, only artificial lures are allowed, and anglers must release all trout caught. All other fishing regulations, including bag limits, size limits, and species restrictions, remain in effect. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Ed Fink of Richland Center on ticket number 250.